This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I mean, obviously, you know, in the third period, it was a tight game. Both teams played good, and going in third and try to get the next goal. You know, unfortunately, I said they got it, and we weren't able to come back. So, obviously, make sure that we create more and get that leading goal. Settle down now, sit with me. Let me tell you how this all came to be.
David Pastrnak, post-game, settle down, Chime. Is that your message this morning? Settle down. It's going to be at least a five-game series, so settle down.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Bruins fans, settle down. All right. Well, you're back tomorrow night in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And
so stupid.
What's so stupid?
Because the Celtics play tomorrow night too. Oh. Now we gotta like double.
Blame the NBA. They spaced their schedule out horribly.
Yes.
Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. Like, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, they should be every other night.
Yeah. Or at least close to it.
Right.
Like
Celtics should have played last night. The fact that they got a tomorrow night.
But you would have had the same situation.
Right. Oh, no, yeah, that's right.
They should be playing tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Celtics should be playing Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Correct.
That's what I meant to say tonight.
But the NBA.
Thursday's the draft, though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
True. All right, then play Friday. Bruins are playing Friday. Sunday, Tuesday, Friday. Boom.
But the NBA is hurting itself because they're just going to split that audience. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't help either side. You're going to be taking the people that would otherwise be watching the Celtics, if not for a Bruins playoff game, would be watching them tonight without a game. So the NBA is actually decreasing their own ratings.
Right.
Also, like, why? I'm sorry, but the NHL, playing in the NHL, playing a playoff game in the NHL is more grueling than playing an NBA basketball game, in my humble opinion. So the fact that they need 2 days rest is, give me a break.
Yeah, like, but the NBA just wants to drag out their season as long as humanly possible. That's the difference.
Yeah,
and I would say that NBA players, like the stars, are more gassed than hockey players because hockey players play far fewer minutes on the ice versus LeBron's probably like 43 minutes.
Yeah. All right.
The next night might be a little bit much.
Yeah. This is Mike from Florida. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Well, would have been nice to be up 2-0, but it is what it is.
I couldn't agree more. Courtney, you mentioned something, and I really, really, really agree with you, and I noticed it too. After that, one of those wild saves that Linus made, and you saw him over there with Swayman at the bench, and they're sitting there just yucking it up, you know, just it, you can see there's a different level with them. And that's why I think when Wiggy says things, some of his takes are maybe unconsciously meant to pander to previous takes that he's had when it comes to this goalie tandem thing. I know you don't want to ever give it any possibility of working, and I know it's unconventional, Wiggy, but what I see with this team and what has to happen and what Montgomery has to stick with is if you're going to go with something, go with it and don't back down. Just stick with it. Because last year what happened was, mm-hmm. you know, you didn't platoon the goalies. And then when things started getting kind of squirrely, he started second-guessing himself, moving lines around, and just created chaos. Don't let the chaos kind of creep into that locker room. Just stick with what you know you want to do. Well, look, we're going to go back and forth with these guys, give them the opportunity to kind of get, you know, a little bit of a break in between, you know, games that they start. And the two of those guys, you could see it in that moment that Courtney talked about. They were 100% on board with each other, supporting each other. It's like, I want to be in net, but if I'm not going to be in net, this is the guy that I want there in place of me.
No, great point, Mike. Mm-hmm. And give Jim Montgomery credit.
Stick with it.
He clearly went right into the playoffs knowing he was going to continue to rotate mm-hmm. the guys because it worked all season, and he didn't second-guess himself after a great game one from Jeremy Swayman.
So I give him credit for that.
Give him credit for that.
I don't agree with the rotation of goalies, but I give him credit for that.
You give him credit for that.
And the reason why I say that they respect and like each other and they're happy for one another, I get that. But both of them have competitive nature in their blood, and I'm saying this as a professional athlete, that you want to be the guy that – is making the plays is in that you don't want to be the guy cheering on, even though you're supporting the guy.
Right.
It's just human nature.
This is Joe the Trash Man. Hello, Joe.
Greg, answer me a question.
Yes.
All right. How do you come out on game one like the way they came out on fire? And all of a sudden game two is like, oh, you know, just going through the motions. Like, what the hell?
I don't know. I said it when we started the show. I don't get it. They were lackadaisical, Curtis. Lackadaisical.
They really were. They needed to be a little heavier with the puck.
Yeah.
Is that Lindholm sucks? You see him in front of his own net. He sucks.
He has not been good going back a full season. I'm sorry, but Shine, we talked about it during the regular season a lot when it came to Lindholm.
Yeah, I don't think Lindholm was the issue last night, though. I mean, okay, he saved a goal. Like, he was one of the reasons that Toronto didn't score at one point. Like, Lindholm was good. I thought McAvoy was gassed, and I don't know if it was because Peak wasn't playing after he got hurt or what the deal was, but there were points in time where I thought McAvoy, like, he just got blown by Austin Matthews. Like, there were other times where I felt like McAvoy was just, he looked like he was skating in cement, and I'm not exactly sure why.
Okay. 978 text, completely different topic. Are you hangry this morning and other mornings? Is that what is going on with you?
Ooh. No, not at all. I've always thought soup is overrated.
Okay. Right. I just read the text messages as they come in.
Right. No, I totally get it.
Same with the Twitch chat.
Yeah, everybody in Twitch chat tells me I'm hangry every single day.
Somebody just said in the Twitch chat, could Coco please take Greg to get a new pair of glasses because I can't stand the fact that he still has scotch tape on his glasses.
I would love to do that. That would be a nice bonding moment.
Where would we go?
I think we should go in the seaport to Wayfair. They have nice lenses for you.
I think I'd like, can you still get the secondhand lenses from the Lions Club? I think that's where I'd like to go. If you could take me to the local Lions Club and I could still
get a pair of glasses, slightly used.
Or not Wayfair. What's it called?
I have a spot for you. You're the Warby Parker.
Warby Parker.
I have a spot for you, Greg.
Yeah.
It's called Frame It. It's in Waubun. Mm. And I'm telling you this because Santo and I were in this store a day apart without knowing it.
Really?
And the guy that owns it is a massive fan of this radio show.
What's it called?
Frame It in Waubun.
All right. Okay.
And you're going to go across the street after, and you're going to get a slice at Four Corners, one of my favorite pizza spots.
All right. Get you some frames.
Yep.
Okay, what kind of pizza is it?
It's like Greek style. A little greasy.
Well, you know, the Greeks invented the roast beef sandwich.
I don't know if you ever heard that on this show or not.
And they also invented tomato au gratin.
You ever go to the North Shore Beef owned by all Greeks?
In all seriousness, though, I do think this is a God wink for you to maybe get a new style of glass.
A God wink? What does that mean?
Like, you know, God did something to you to put you on a better path.
Okay.
And
I just don't have the time. I mean, I have a lot. I still don't have my passport. That's an absolute crisis. Mm. You can pay, apparently, a company to expedite it for you, but I don't know if they're going to be able to expedite it in time for the golf tournament in Bermuda. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
You need a passport to go to Bermuda?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Do we not? I mean, do you not have a guy? Can criminal help me out?
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
A guy.
What, I don't care what name is on the passport.
Call Charlie Baker. I'm sure he has some type of connect.
I don't think Charlie.
What
Baker
about
is.
Nuts Tibbet?
We want.
Oh
great.
Yeah, maybe Monica Tibbet's nuts could help me.
I mean,
not
singular.
Yeah. Call Charlie Baker to see if he has some NCAA eligibility.
Well, no, I just
we'll get to it during the news. I think, but. Maura Healey couldn't run fast enough away from those comments yesterday, huh?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she did. She got in the bike lane and scurried away from the comments of Monica Tibbet's nut. Sort of. Not all the comments. Some of the comments.
Yeah, she had no idea she had these beliefs before she hired her. Right.
Maura Healey's like, wait a second. I drive a truck.
Basically going after everybody who has money.
Oh, okay. Great. Sounds like a good plan.
Anybody who has money in a truck.
Good thing is you're in Massachusetts. Nobody has money, so don't worry about it.
The type of person who wants to buy that car, and I am 100% passing judgment.
Oh, good. We love prejudging.
She should do that text.
You know the voice when you get to Logan? It should be Monica Tibbet's nuts. It's like, welcome to Logan. If you have money, we're after you.
Wiggy, did you text her wants to know if you thought Bermuda was a U.S. territory?
No, I thought it was like I'd never been to Bermuda. I thought it was like somewhere like Caribbean related.
I know, but you still need a passport when you go to any other country.
Like the Bahamas, you need a passport.
Did you know that?
Are they still doing that? I thought they...
Yes.
Yes, they're still doing that.
Yeah. I thought there were some places you could now go without a passport.
Well, to be fair, we no longer enforce our borders, so Wiggy just assumed other countries didn't either.
Like, you can't go to Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic without
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is
a
U.S. territory.
Ah, okay. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So even though it's part of the Caribbean, it's still a U.S. All right.
Alex Cora can get you a passport.
What about the Bahamas?
For Puerto Rico.
Courtney
what?
Just said
Bahamas.
That.
Bahamas.
I just said that.
What did you say?
You need a passport.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You need a passport. But you're not a big traveler. You're not a world traveler, really.
No. Because I don't like to fly.
You remember we went to Ireland.
Yes.
You needed your passport.
Yeah, I have one. Yeah, I knew that. But I thought like the Caribbean islands, they kind of played some type of role and you only needed a license.
You don't need a passport to go to Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where we are heading in just a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So it is Roadshow Week 1. And we will be live at the Stone Church in Brattleboro, Vermont on Friday morning. No idea what's going to happen. First time we are taking a road show to you in Vermont. So no idea how many people are going to come. I always have a great feeling about Rhode Island.
Yep.
Like that Whalers is loaded. Door to, you know, butt to, what do they say? Butt to nuts when it comes to the place. Same thing with Beachcomber.
Yep.
I mean, Bernie's. Same thing with Bernie's. Same thing with
Whalers.
Old Orchard Beach and the Brunswick. I mean, the turnout is extraordinary. You guys are incredible. But I don't know what it's going to be like Friday morning. So I can't wait. We will be in Vermont. First time ever. First road show. And the pregame the night before on draft night is at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire. Also, butt to nuts in that place every time we do that. And they have the Wheel of Shots, and Wiggy loves the wings. And we will watch the draft together with you at the Poorhouse in Keene on Thursday night. So just a couple sleeps away from Roadshow number one. All of the roadshows are presented by Miller Lite. It's Miller Time, New England, and by Harbor One Bank. Do we have time to get to a couple leads? I think we do. Let's do it, Sean.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Down in Well, Sean, that's clearly the Rolling Stones. I don't know the name of the song, though.
The song is Sad, Sad, Sad.
That's how you, is that how you feel this morning as a Bruins fan?
Yep.
All right, your lead.
Good morning. So I'm going to pivot off of hockey here. We've been talking hockey all morning, but I got to get something off my chest here. Because yesterday, the Denver Broncos revealed their new uniforms. Greg, I have to ask, why is it that it seems the people with the most money make the dumbest decisions? If you look at these jerseys, any normal human being, and look at them and say, good jersey, I think you need to be evaluated. Mm. Those things are disgusting. What are we doing? You're a professional football franchise. Did we not go in front of a focus group first? Did we not say, hey, that's appealing, I would buy that jersey? These things stink. What? The jerseys and helmet combination that they revealed yesterday looked like they were AI generated when you relocate your franchise in Madden. Like, it is awful. I don't know if Mitch has the other ones, because the other ones are worse.
Okay.
But like the blue and white ones are horrendous. They are disgusting. I get the orange one. You want to go for the throwback old look, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the blue and the white ones stink out loud. It is putrid. I don't know what we're doing.
The blue one kind of looks like it could be like a Chicago Bears type of color.
Yeah, what are we, the Bears or like the Chargers alternate jersey? Yeah, like, why are we so blocky? Like, get some pattern. Like, get something in here. It is so simple and useless. It's gross.
They look
it's
very
horrible.
College.
Does have like a little look- Chargers appeal to it on the shoulders. Yeah,
This is such a second-rate jersey.
I
don't get it.
I am I think Curtis is feeling the exact same thing. I'm obsessed with the new skinny shine.
It is unbelievable.
The skin, I'll call it skin fidence. like the confidence that you have gained because you become skinny is extraordinary.
Well, look, Greg, the thing is as
you're
a fat
now
guy,
mocking and ridiculing the decisions made by others.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Definitely. Yeah. But like as a fat guy, one of the things I loved to wear a lot of times was jerseys. Mm. They're nice. They're big. They're free flowing. Yeah. I sure as hell wouldn't want one of those jerseys if I'm a Broncos fan. Mm. Those things suck. Okay. What are we doing?
All right, Shine. Thank you, Curtis. Good morning.
I love Shine. It's like I just started working with someone totally new. It's like a mix between Tommy Hilfiger and that crazy guy with the curly hair that was the exercise guy whose name I can't remember.
Richard Simmons.
Anyway, a couple quick football notes for you, Greg. Got a little information yesterday. One, I would be shocked if the Patriots traded out of three. Shocked.
Okay.
About that. I believe that they will be taking a quarterback at three. If there was going to be a deal, it would have been consummated prior to the draft.
Okay.
Secondly, Diana Rossini's report yesterday that Jonathan Kraft was now leading all parts of the football operation. Much ado about nothing.
What? Really?
From what I understand, Jonathan Kraft is in charge of all Kraft businesses day to day. And the owner and Jonathan will get information prior to the press, but to think that he's sitting there breaking down Drake May Pro Day videos is a little bit of a leap. And lastly, the Patriots ownership group all believed that Bill Belichick would be a head coach next season. And if they were to handpick a team that would be best for them in terms of the length needed for that team to then win a championship, the Atlanta Falcons would have been near the top of the list. And they wouldn't have had to pay a dime. So they're paying money for Bill Belichick this year to do this. And the last point.
So you're saying that to believe that Robert Kraft submarined the opportunity that Bill had with the Falcons is to be ignorant.
There were many conversations over many years that were held between Arthur Blank and Robert Kraft, as any ownership group or two people that are close within the same fraternity would have about their staff, their coaches, ups and downs, you name it. But Robert Kraft wanted him to have an opportunity, especially at a team that had that far to go, because obviously Robert Kraft did not want to sit here and watch Bill Belichick win another championship like Tom Brady did. But to say that he was totally out on it, and there's one thing in that story by Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta, where they talk about Magic Johnson really wanting Bill Belichick to be the coach of the Commanders, and they say Josh Harris had this relationship with the Crafts, whatever. What they omit is that Bill Belichick, according to my source, called the organization and asked Robert to call on his behalf to the Commanders. And he did.
And he did.
And they never called him back. So I don't know what happened. I don't know, obviously, the length and duration of all these things. But it's become, even Burt Breer last night, like Robert Kraft's candidacy for the Hall of Fame, all this stuff. It's been open season, and he's deserved a lot of it. But there needs to be a little bit of a balance to it. And when people say Jonathan Kraft has had newfound, you know, influence, everybody in the organization has been empowered more because the person that ran it for 20-plus years is no longer there. There's been a vacuum. But to say that Jonathan Kraft is day-to-day operating, you know, their football operation is incorrect.
So then somebody has some intel.
Yeah. So,
you know, that's just what I do. I just listen to the streets.
Somebody was whispered to.
Right.
I mean,
so Wickersham was capping then all that time?
No, so what
the fact that they made it seem like, and this was what everybody was telling me last week, or whenever it was when this thing came out, that Robert called Arthur Blank and was like, you can't trust this guy. Now all of a sudden we're hitting the corner hard, like, oh, wait a second. No, that didn't go that way. So Wickersham is...
If you ask the Falcons, they say that Robert Kraft was positive about Bill Belichick, and the quote that is in the story, which also, I love that Bill Belichick fought back. I said that. But if you think that that story release by Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta just happened to coincide with Bill Belichick going on for 34 minutes with Pat McAfee and not being asked a single question about that story, with the announcement simultaneously that Bill Belichick had signed on with Omaha Productions and ESPN to be a draft analyst with Pat McAfee and Nick Saban, then I have a bridge to sell you.
Okay.
So it was all part of it, and it's good. God bless Bill Belichick. Everybody needs to get their story out. Wow. I just think there were some loose ends that might have needed some correcting.
Great lead, Curtis.
Wow.
Courtney's lead, Wiggy's lead, my lead coming up next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.